What is the film all about?
Hi, my name is Suri Ellerton, and I'm the producer of The Game. The Game is about a father and son, John and Ben, who decide to go to play a game of football in the park. And what makes this game higher stakes than the usual game of football is that John is in the early stages of his chronic illness and is still in a level of denial about it. And because of that, and because of the ableist narratives around him about what a good father looks like, a good father playing football with his son, he pushes himself beyond his limits and ends up changing the relationship between him and his son quite dramatically by the end. The film really is about the experience of chronically ill and disabled parents living in an ableist world. A lot of chronically ill and disabled parents feel that they need to fit into a certain mold. A lot of people mask to try to present in a certain way that fits what they think a parent should look like. But actually, that masking is harmful not only to them, but also to the people around them. And this film is kind of exploring that and the shift in that moment and the complexities around what it means to live with a chronically ill parent, both from the parent's perspective and from the child's perspective.
Do you think these problems are also important for other groups like disabled people or parents with learning disabilities?
I think that this film will resonate with people outside of the specific category of a disabled or chronically ill parent. I think it will resonate with anybody who is impacted by ableism, which is anybody in the disability community, whether disabled themselves or a parent of a disabled child. We're all impacted by an ableist narrative that says that this, you know, being able is better than being disabled, or there's something wrong with being disabled. And actually, what that does is it causes us to feel a level of shame about ourselves or our children or our parents or whatever, you know, whatever it is, when actually there's no shame that we should be feeling. And that shame causes people to mask and pretend that they're not who they are. And all of that is, you know, not ideal. So I think that this will definitely resonate. And I do think it's important for that conversation to be had more broadly as well within the disability community.
The situation of dad and his son is hard. So can you explain why do you feel it is important for them to be upbeat and not feel sorry for themselves?
There are a lot of films out there already that paint a picture of disability in some kind of like sad way or, you know, pity me way. And we didn't want to do that. We are part of the disability community ourselves. We're part of the chronically ill community ourselves. And we didn't want to paint, you know, this sob story picture, maybe partly because we don't want anybody to pity us. We're not looking for pity. What we are looking to do is explore an experience that maybe hasn't been explored as deeply as it should be. And although the characters are going through something that is not easy, there's no reason to be sad for them because, you know, things being not easy is not a bad thing. It's, you know, it's part of life and it's part of growing. So nothing terrible is happening. They're just learning more about themselves and about their relationship. And in fact, there's growth. So definitely not a sad film in any way. And we also wanted to paint it as it might have been if it was real life, which is, you know, not everything is sob and sad. Like there's humor in life and relationships you know, are a bit funny and people can do funny things in relationships. So that's why we didn't paint it in a kind of a sad way.
If the film has one message, what is it?
If the film had one message, I think that it would be that people should stop putting themselves into a box of what they think that they should be or what society wants them to be, and actually just live their truth, and embrace it and find the positive in it instead of, you know, twisting things around and bending over backwards to try to be something that you're not. I think that that's an important takeaway.
Does the film ask people or the government to do anything different? If so, can you tell me what it is?
The film is not, you know, an advertisement in any way. And so it's not very direct in asking people or governments to do anything. But I think that the conversations around it will hopefully help people start shifting the narrative away about what makes a good parent. I think, you know, we're going to have lots of conversations following this film with people who live this experience. And, you know, as a chronically ill parent myself, I know in my head that what makes me a good parent is not how often I can take my children on a walk or how often I can lift them up and throw them in the air. That's not what makes me a good parent. What makes me a good parent is the love that I give to them or the support that I give to them in an emotional way. That's part of what makes me a good parent. But I think that there's a narrative around what makes a good mom or what makes a good dad that needs to change, because it is coming from an ableist place. So I guess, yeah, that's what we would be hoping would shift from people watching the film and discussing it after.
How are you affected personally by the issue of the film talks about?
I'll speak only for myself here, although, you know, all members of our team currently do have a relationship with the themes of the film. For me, as the producer of the film, I am a chronically ill parent. I have a condition called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. So I've lived with my chronic illness my entire life, and my disability my entire life. And after having children, I had to face it in a different way than before, because with children, you know, I think I also lived a life where often I'm masking and I'm telling people I'm fine when I'm not fine, or, you know, trying to fit into something that I shouldn't. So there's a lot of growth, I think, for myself as well in this process. But certainly having children forced me to face that in a different way, and also brought up a lot of feelings in me that I hadn't really addressed. So I think that this film does a really good job of showing what that experience looks like. And that's why it resonated with me so powerfully when I first read the script.
Does the film support the social model of disabled or not?
This film supports the social model of disability. It is saying that the father, who has a lot of negative feelings about his illness, enough that he is in a place of denial and masking, that comes from ableism and it comes from an ableist society. And so the problem is actually not with his disability itself. It's with his attitude towards his disability, which is ultimately a societal issue.
And I would like to say the film is very good on the bit that I saw. I think it's important for things like this to be talked about, especially when it's quite serious. Thank you.